After crossing the finish line at a grueling long-distance race last month, a Saanich triathlete qualified for a prestigious contest slated for the sunny south of France. On September 14, after 5 consecutive hours of cycling, swimming and running, Heather Pallas completed the Erkner 70.3 Ironman in Germany. A race consisting of a 1.9 km swim, 90 km bike ride and 21.1 km run. My goal for this race was to finish in 5 hours and 6 minutes, and I did it in 5 hours and 9 seconds, said Pallas. Then to know that translated into first place was just amazing. Ranking first among women over 45 years old, 38th among female competitors and 432nd overall, Pallas' performance meant she qualified for next year's 70.3 Ironman World Championship in Nice. Almost as impressive as the triathlete's finish was her training regimen. To prep for the Erkner race, Pallas and her husband John trained 6 days a week, with a short run and threshold bike ride on Tuesdays, an interval run on Wednesdays, strength training on Thursdays, a swim on Fridays, a long run and bike ride on Saturdays, a long run on Sundays and 30 minutes of functional exercise on rest days. I really love the training, said Pallas. Most of the time, John and I are doing it together, and that's what we like to do together, so that's awesome. While the triathlete is no stranger to frequent training sessions, she faced unfamiliar challenges in the lead-up to the Erkner race, having been diagnosed with an inner ear disorder causing dizziness and vertigo in January. I could barely even walk or run on my own, she said. I remember coming down one morning in the kitchen, and I fell over into the cabinetry. But that didn't stop Pallas, who started running again in February with her husband at her side. I didn't in any way taper my training. I just challenged myself, he said. Probably in the March time frame, it started to taper off. Despite the triathlete's hard work and dedication, the Erkner race was no walk in the park. I honestly think the swim was the hardest part, she said. While male and female competitors swim separately at some Ironman races, participants competed together in the Erkner trial, a hurdle that took some getting used to. It was different being back with men because men are stronger and they swim over top of you, they hit you, they kick you, added the triathlete. Biking in heavy rain was a challenge, too. It's harder in wetter conditions because the course had some pretty tight 90-degree turns, said Pallas. You had to really know the places of where you could speed up and where you had to be cautious in terms of carrying your speed through a corner. In light of these challenges, Pallas' finish meant she was able to achieve a goal she envisioned months ago. I would like to have a first-place finish at a race, she told the Saanich News in January. As for the upcoming competition in France, the triathlete's goal is to place among the top 15 women. Pallas has completed 5 Ironman races now, including the 70.3 World Championship in Tuapo, New Zealand last year, where she placed 19th among 55 to 59-year-old female participants.